his arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
We're in a battle. The battle is against God's intentions and God's plan. The Bible says, from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and a violent take it, grab a hold of it by force. We don't battle in the flesh, but we battle in the spirit. If you're sick in your body, if you're oppressed, if you're broke, if you're in poverty, that spirit that is fighting you in the physical realm has spiritual tentacles or connections. But you can't see it in the natural. You see the effects of its battle against you in the natural. But in the spiritual realm, where you are not, where you don't go, where you don't stay, these powers are constantly attacking you. But the way you can win in these spiritual battles is by revelation knowledge. When God gives you a word of knowledge, a word of revelation, to show you the conflict that is going on. And that's how you can win. Now, everybody say, the glory is here. Say it again. One more time. So because the glory is here, the sick are going to be healed. Because the glory is here, the oppressed are going to be set free. Bible says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and his glory is risen upon thee. So we're not here to witness man. We're here to witness God. We're not here to witness the work of a man, but we're here to witness the work of God. It says in verse 2, listen to this. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. So people are covered in darkness. God showed me that before, where I could see this theater, and there was a congregation, and there were people all over, but only a few of them had light. The rest were all in darkness. So the devil is not impressed about churchgoers. What scares the devil is when the glory of God is upon them. Listen to this. The devil is not intimidated by songs people sing without the glory, because they can't shake his deception. What scares the devil and puts him into the state of terror is the glory. He says, for behold, a darkness shall cover the earth. This is God's word. And gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. How does the Lord manifest himself and bring glory to his name? This is when his glory is seen upon thee. For his glory shall be seen upon thee. It says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Wow. And the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes around about and see all. They gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be announced at thy side. Kings. When he talks about kings, not talking about just physical kings. Wicked kings also. Losing battle and territory because of the glory that is upon thee. We have authority to disarm the enemy, to disarm structures of terror, structures of destruction, deceptions of hell.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that are joining us on this broadcast. I'm coming to you live, ready to bless you, because Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him. Thank you for joining me on this amazing show called Piercing Darkness. The best is yet to come. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. That's the phone number you should call if you need prayer. Or you can go to our website, www.pyevangelism.net. We're also on social media, Instagram, harvest_souls. You can also go on, you can find us on Periscope, Apostle Ronald Sally, on Twitter. Jesse is holy. You'll be able to find me on Twitter and follow us on Twitter. We're also on Facebook, and we're also on YouTube. It's amazing. Through technology, we can be able to reach as many people as we can. We're going to get on every platform we can get on to preach the gospel. Also on Snapchat. So it's amazing. This is Piercing Darkness with Apostle Ron Rosali. What a mighty God we serve. I'll be back after this message. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. For all of you that are joining us on this live broadcast, this is Apostle Sally, ready to have a wonderful time. Call your friends, call your family, call your loved ones, tell them to tune in right now as we get ready for this amazing broadcast, which is to lift up Jesus and bring glory to his name. And the gospel must be preached as a witness, and then the end shall come. Jesus Christ is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. Why is the gospel so significantly must be preached? Because it's the good news. The good news is the gospel. The good news is not going to come from our media outlets. It's going to come from the Bible, the Word of God. That's where there is power. It's in the Word of God, not outside God's Word. So if you need deliverance, if you need healing in your body, if you need restoration, you need to give your life to Jesus. Jesus is the answer to prayer. He answers prayer. Is the answer to mankind's worries. The Lord is the answer. Without him, there is no answer. And put your faith and trust in him, and you're going to be blessed. This is Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle. We're going to hear testimonies, and also we're going to be encouraged by, I'm going to share some things that God has done for people, and we're going to have a wonderful time in the Word of God. This entire broadcast is about lifting up Jesus, and I'll be back after this message. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
microphone. Come and take the microphone. Whether you're white or black, you can have what you like. Whether you are Igbo, Hausa, or Yoruba.
561-337-9018 is the number you can call for prayer. That's 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible when we believe. The best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord. Call your friends, call your loved ones. Tell them to tune into this broadcast as we get ready to go through the Word of God. And yes, read about some testimonies of the things that God has done. Don't forget, no devil can defeat the Word of God. Jesus is the most powerful name that's above every name. That name is more powerful than a nuclear bomb. It's more powerful than any demonic oppression you're dealing with. Get up, get excited, and do some little dancing as we get ready to have more exciting broadcast today. Jesus is Lord. Wake up, wake up, wake up. God bless you.
If you're from the Francophone, come and take the microphone. Whether you're white or black, you can have what you like. Let the people praise the oh God. Hallelujah.
Let the people praise the oh God.
I say let the people praise the oh God.
Let the people praise the oh God.
Then the end shall yield my increase for us.
Let the people praise the oh God.
And the end shall yield my increase.
Let the people praise thee, O God.
And God, even our own God, shall bless us too.
Let the people praise thee, O God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. The best is yet to come. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. If you're watching me on social media, just click the share button. Bring your friends and your followers on. And we're about to go soon on Periscope. But also, if you're watching it on YouTube, the gospel is the power of God and to salvation. We're bringing this broadcast to tell you that Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with God. What's going on in the world we live in today? What is going on? What is going on? I mean, it's extremely shocking to see that most of the news is bad news today. I mean, literally, when you turn on your computer to watch the news, or you turn on TV to watch the news, it's extremely negative stuff happening. Impeachment, economic problems, corruption, stuff going on, scandal after scandal, also things happening in South America, in Chile. Chile is the third largest economy in South America, and right now they're really having a serious problem over the rise of transportation costs. The price went up, so people got extremely mad, and now they've been protesting for many, many, many days. And the president fired the entire cabinet, thought maybe they'll calm people down, but people continue to protest. They're not happy. It's also going on in Lebanon, where they introduced a tax on WhatsApp app, the app called WhatsApp. It's shocking to see that when that app was introduced, they introduced the tax on that, people got mad. It sparked a revolt, and something happened within the protest going on in in Europe, in Spain, where the rest of the opposition party, I mean, people are trying to seek secession in one of Catalonia. And then when they arrested their leaders, it sparked a revolt. And also what's going on in Hong Kong. This process has been going on for a long time. Millions of people coming on the streets to protest, you know, Beijing. So there is a shaking. If you don't see it, that means you're not living in the right mind. But if you see it and you understand, that's a sign of the end times. What are people searching for? They're searching for a solution to their problems. They want to live a better life, but they don't realize that Jesus is the answer and the one that can bring the solution to their problems. That's why we have to preach the gospel and bring light to those that are lost so they can be free. So call your family, your friends, stay on this diet, don't touch it. So we're going to discuss some very important things from the scripture to show us what is happening and why is it happening the way it's happening and how it can be dealt with. And we give God glory for the amazing grace that he has given us to preach the gospel. And before the broadcast ends, I'll be able to pray with you. But watch carefully. Now, if you see the situations happening in the world and you say, well, that's not happening in America, I mean, it doesn't bother me. But you may not realize that the thing can really accumulate and go to the next level where it can really escalate. That's why it's important to stay firm in the word, in the presence of God, and believe God that things are going to get better and better and better, you know. But the gospel has to be preached. For instance, in America, the situation that's going on in Washington between the Republicans and Democrats, where they're trying to impeach the president, and the impeachment inquiry, want to lead into impeachment, whatever. You know, I spoke about this last year, the things that were going to happen. And prophetically, you know, we discuss this. And, it's important to pray for the president because God put him there. So it's important to pray for him, for God to give him wisdom, to give him the right people to work with. You know, it's important to have a good team around you. And there's a lot of people that are around him that are not good people. He needs to know who they are so he can know what he can do as he leads the nation, you know. But it shows you the anger that is in the people around the country and how those, it could turn into riots and revolts and serious problems here. If the president removed, it would be very bad. So there has to be prayer to deal with the situation in prayer. So you don't just look at it and say it's something normal. It requires intercession. And Christians in America are so much busy focused on paying their bills and taking care of the families to, you know, going out to fanfare, Disney World, you're being entertained, and then you see, you know, things building and boiling. But there is a group of people that are so much interested in what's happening. And the enemy would like to seize the moment to hijack it and turn it into some type of, you know, tension getting. But God wants to send the awakening in the land. But for the awakening to come, there has to be intercession. So the church has to wake up and pray. So just because there is no shootings and civil war, people fighting, it doesn't mean that you should not pray. Even if there is peace, you still pray. Because the Bible said there was a peace, then sudden destruction. The only peace that, you know, is guaranteed is the peace that God gives to us. And that's the peace that passes all understanding in Jesus' name. So, put your faith and trust in Jesus and trust him, because he's capable and is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that which you think. So I didn't come here to give you some boring news. I just came here to give you a prophetic insight into what's happening. But I'm going to be back shortly after this to share with you a little bit more, some interesting testimonies, so you can be equipped to know what is going on.
I have heard the testimonies of others. Even what the Lord did for our fathers. Today, I'm already standing at the altar. I have heard the testimonies of others, even what the Lord did for our fathers. Right now, I'm not waiting for any usher, because I'm already standing at the altar. It's my turn to be blessed.
It's my turn to be blessed.
Whoa.
It's my turn to shine.
What about you?
It's my turn to be blessed. It's my turn to shine.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we're going to hear, you see, the guy singing about testimony. So we're going to read about some testimonies. What a timing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, this is a powerful testimony of a woman that flew in all the way from Canada. And she's a prophetic word came to pass last year. I was invited to come to church. After service, Apostle Sally prayed and spoke over my womb to receive a baby. Both me and my husband have been trying to get a baby for the last 10 years with no success. But this time, after Apostle prayed for me, God blessed me with a girl. I remember while Apostle was prophesying on my womb last year, he said prophetically, I can hear a sound of a baby crying. That blessed my heart a lot, and it came to pass. Glory to Jesus for this church and what God is doing in this place. God blessed her with a baby girl. A prophetic word came to pass. After 10 years, that's what happens. You come into God's presence, you're going to have a testimony, just like this woman had a testimony, because she came in the atmosphere of God's presence. And that's what makes a difference. 561-337-9018.
Consider the old things. God said, behold, now I'm about to do a new thing. Even right now, you can have anything. Receive it. Remember not the former things. Neither consider the old things. God says, behold, now I'm about to do a new thing. Even right now, you can have anything. It's my turn to be blessed. Yes.
It's my turn to be blessed. My turn to shine.
It's my turn, it's my turn. No.
It's my turn to be blessed.
Yes. Yeah.
It's my turn to shine.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Here another testimony. Glory to Jesus. Let me tell you something. Yes, somebody wrote a testimony after they received prayer. With God, all things are possible. She says, I had a debt to the IRS of $50,150. And God canceled the debt after Apostle prayed for me and spoke debt cancellation during one of many powerful services. Wow, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God for canceling that debt. Amazing testimony. We give God praise to God for that. Here's another testimony. Years ago, I bought a house and I had to take out two loans because the house was so expensive. Apostle Sally spoke on supernatural debt cancellation, and I believed that God can move in my financial situation. Recently, my mortgage company informed me that $57,000 of my debt was paid off. God did this miracle for me. Neither me nor my husband did this. With God, all things are possible. What a mighty God we serve. That's a very powerful testimony. The Lord canceled debt, $57,000. We give God praise for that powerful testimony. You know, these praise reports give God glory. And it's the Lord that does them, because God answers prayer. So call for prayer, 561-337-9018. And we want to stand with you in prayer and believe God to move in your life, because Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him. When you put your faith in him, he will move in your life. So call the prayer line and submit your prayer request. Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him. That testimony is amazing. $57,000 wiped off. I would love to hear a testimony like that every day, because God can do it for you. So put your faith and trust in God. We're going to read you another testimony here. Thank you, Jesus. We give God glory. 561-337-9018. That's the number you call to submit your progress. After having my first child, I began forming blood clots. I'm reading somebody's testimony here, so bear with me. Music a little bit. Give us some music. Let me read it before I read it. Yes, now I got it. After having my first child, I began from blood clots forming in my liver. Every 2 days, I had to see a doctor and receive vaccines in my abdominal region. One day, I got sick and tired of the pain and put my faith to work. Guess what? God healed me. The blood clots no longer form in my liver. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God praise for that. Amen. To Jesus be the glory. 561-337-9018. And nothing is impossible. Here's another testimony. God cares about me so much that he canceled over 98% of my debt supernaturally in the amount of $8,501.46. $8,501.46 was wiped out. Now only owe $57. Jesus is King. Wow. Whatever you owed, God cleaned it up for you. To God be the glory. Powerful testimonies. Amen. Glory to Jesus. You know, I love testimonies because that's how you shame the devil, because God is still working. And he never stops working when you believe. Amen. I'm going to read another testimony here. I went to one of the crusades in Boynton Beach and witnessed the power of God when Apostle commanded electric gadgets and the previous malfunctioned to start functioning again. I believed for a miracle. When I arrived home, I realized that my phone that was not worked for a long time began to work again. Wow. Praise the Lord. Here's another testimony. God is my provider. My insurance was due and I had a negative balance on my bank account. I remember that at the service, the servant of God has spoken supernatural credits and bill pay. He also canceled debt. Amazingly, when I checked my bank account again, the payment was made and the insurance company had given me another credit for next month payment. Glory to Jesus. That's the miracle of the fish in the Bible we read about, where Jesus told Peter to go catch the fish and then pay the debt. And the Lord did the supernatural provision. We give God glory for that. The Lord does these miracles for his glory. So we're going to hear a lot of testimonies. You can read about some of these testimonies. You go to our website, www.pervention.net. No limits to what God can do. God heals, he delivers, but also he sets captives free. And also he blesses us supernaturally when we believe. Nothing is impossible with him. I'll be back after this.
Now we want to say bye-bye to things we don't want in our lives anymore. Are you ready to go with me? Now go with all your might and your power, and it shall be confirmed. Get ready. Let's get going. Now, come on. Employment,
bye-bye.
Sickness,
bye-bye.
No husband,
bye-bye.
No wife,
bye-bye.
Barrenness,
bye-bye.
Egging,
bye-bye.
Fornication,
bye-bye.
Adultery,
bye-bye.
Lying and cheating,
bye-bye.
Witches and wizards,
bye-bye.
It's my time to be blessed.
It's my time to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
It's my time to shine.
It's my turn to be blessed, yeah.
It's my turn to be blessed.
Right now.
It's my turn to
right
shout.
Now. It's my turn to be blessed.
It's my turn to be blessed.
I want my miracle now.
It's my turn to shine.
Eba mi raba ba fuomba oko ho. Eba mi raba ba. Oh, go.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for those powerful testimonies. Nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible when you believe. So let's believe God that is going to bless you and your family, because the Lord is not no respecter of persons. If you have faith, he will do the same for you. All you have to do is to believe and it will happen, because God rewards faith. He rewards those who seek him diligently, and faith is put to work. When we believe God, it will happen. So today I want to talk about something that's amazing. We're going to go into the Bible and we're going to deal with the spirit of stagnancy and lack that is operating in your life in every area. Because you see, the Bible says that none lacked. When we look at, we're going to go to the book of Acts. And as we study from the scripture, we see how the early church was able to function with the breakthrough, and they were not limited. They were not held down. None lacked. Everybody had what they needed. Because God provided supernaturally. The people knew how to release their faith. First of all, we're going to turn to Acts chapter 5. But a man named Ananias and Sapphira sold a piece of property with his wife's knowledge, and he kept back some of the proceeds, brought only a part and laid it at the apostles' feet. As I continue to read, it says, but Peter said, Ananias, why a sudden fill your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Keep back part of the proceeds of the land. While it remained unsold, it did not remain your own, and it was sold. Was it not at your disposal? How is it that you contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. When Ananias heard those words, he fell down and died, and great fear came upon all the people, all who heard of it. So today I want to deal with the attitude of the early church. Now we see in Acts chapter 3, before I even go more deep into this word, we see in chapter 3 that Peter and John were going up at the temple at the hour of prayer at the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms. And those who entered the temple, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms, and Peter directed his gaze at him with John and said, look at us. John fixed his attention upon them, expecting to receive something from them. But his spirit said, I have no silver and gold, but I give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. He took him by the right hand and raised him up. Immediately his feet, ankles were made strong, and leaping up, he stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. So the early church witnessed the power of God, witnessed supernatural provision, and the early church was functioning with no lack. They had God's provision daily. So today's church is supposed to function at the greater level of what the early church function in, because God is build and increases. But there has to be level of expectation. So the fear of God was there, and people were willing to let go what the idols, they were willing to let go whatever they esteemed to be very important, and putting it before the Lord. They were sold out and to his purpose. And that was a good, powerful way to maintain an awakening. Maintain a revival requires sacrifice. Now, it's not a cult. It's called sacrifice, being dedicated to God and for the purpose of his kingdom. So we see that the early church was able to change communities. They functioned in God's abundance. They functioned in God's supernatural provision. So they lived within that realm of dependence in God, which gave them the ability to do things which were more powerful and profound in their communities. But then we see what happens with Ananias and Sapphira, because they had a spirit of doubt, the spirit of double-mindedness. They took that which was generated through their selling of property when they made a decision to do that, and they decided to keep some for themselves. So when they did that, it caused the judgment of God to come upon them. Now we understand that if they had when things like that happen, it doesn't mean that God is bad. No, it shows you that God doesn't play. So that brings us to why the church today is standing or abusing the dispensation of grace. Grace is not for us to be taken lightly. It's not given to us to be taken lightly. We're not to use the grace of God as a way of making gains for individual purposes. So the best way I can explain this to you is we don't tap into the grace of God so we can be able to fulfill our own selfish desires. So the grace doesn't abound for us to conceal our sin, but to repent of our sin. That's the purpose of grace. Grace is to, it's the way that God is able to advance his kingdom, enlarge his kingdom within our heart, so we can become true disciples, true followers of Christ. So when the grace of God is sufficient for us as his children, we carry the testimony and we carry the power. So in this dispensation of grace, what you see is that most preachers, they don't preach about repentance. They don't preach reconciliation with God. They don't preach discipleship, true discipleship. They just preach about the grace and no accountability. So people can do whatever they want to do as long as they profess to be Christians. No, there is accountability. You're going to give account of what you did with your life, the gifts that God gave to you. You're going to give account to God of how you lived your life. And that's very important for you to understand, that your life is accountable. So there are things that God expects you to do. So you measure your day. So once you begin the day, you have to live a life of accountability, devoted to God. You know, and your testimony. So God can increase his kingdom, his awareness in your life. Learn to walk in love and walking in victory and forgiving and carrying the cross to follow Jesus. So don't escape or run away from God, because God is loving and is forgiving. But also God does not want to be familiarized or taken for granted. So God wants you to embrace his love, but not to take it lightly. So we see that the early church people were not attached to materialism. They were not attached to their property. They did not sign a covenant with their property. They signed a covenant with God. They were more in tune with God and his kingdom than they were to the earthly realm or things. So they're more in tune, because the more in tune you are with God, the less the things of the earth affect you. And I'm not saying that you should not be of impact and effectiveness, but your faith is more wealthy than any material possession you have in your hands. Because let's say if the dollar collapses, if the stock market is crushed, if there was an electromagnetic of pulse attack on the United States or whatever country you live in, and all the phones stop working, the refrigerator stop working, everything electronic stop functioning, faith will still be operating. God forbid if there was a nuclear war and civilization is wiped off and the people are reversed to Stone Age, you still have faith, because God has to write the word on your soul, and that's what will sustain you. So the word of God is how we receive faith. So the early church knew that, and they were able to function in that. And we see the mighty things that God wrought on with through Paul, we see the mighty acts the Lord did through his servant Paul and others. They brought a greater level of manifestation of his kingdom and of his purposes. So we see how the church operated. The fear of God came upon them when it happened to Ananias and Sapphira. And if you look at verse 12, and chapter 5, verse 12, the book of Acts. Now many signs and wonders were done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high honor. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord's multitudes, both of men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and pallets, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. You see, the hunger was there. Great hunger level was there for the Lord. Great faith was there. Great expectation. Today, what happens when Christians go to church? A 45-minute service is too long. And some of them, they're on their phones playing video games while the preacher's preaching. No hunger, no reverence, no respect for God's house. It's been going to the next level right now, whereby preachers have to be comedians to make people come the following Sunday. What happened to the fear of God? What happened to the love of God? You see, the Bible says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. And the Bible said many are called, but few are chosen. You cannot doubt what the Word of God says. If you devote your time to the Lord, spend time in prayer, and wait on Him, then you're going to understand how to function in the last time, in the end times. Rahab was very instrumental in the Jericho destruction. When the spies came, they would have been killed if she was not available to become an instrument that God can walk through to hide the spies who came to see what was happening in the land and came and delivered the message to Joshua. But she made a treaty with the men of the spies. And then when she let them out, she left a sign for them to see. God is in every conversation. And when the walls came down, her home and her family were spared. They told her, bring all your family members to your room and hide them there. So those who don't come, then their blood will not be on our hands. It's important for you to understand that there is a shaking going on, but it will not affect you. If you in your house will get to the closet, get to God's presence, get to a place where God wants you to be. It's important for the children of God today to seek God daily, not only once in life, whenever you feel like it has to become part of your life. You got to seek God to raise up a family. You got to seek God to know His will. You got to seek God to win the spiritual battles you're dealing with. So it helps when both husband and wife serve the Lord. But if the other one is not a believer, you as a believer, you don't compromise. You remain faithful, and then your faith will convert the other person or will preach to the other person. Joshua said, choose ye this time we shall serve, but as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. He determined that him and his house will serve the Lord. That's setting a distinction. God is not looking for collaborated faith. God is looking for individual commitment and dedication to the Lord. You have to stand before Him on your own. So remember to intercede for those that are around you, those that labor among you. But always remember to be accountable. You know, have people around you in your life that can be able to speak into your life, that you can be accountable to. That if you are going off track, if you're falling into sin, if you're losing your passion for God, they can be able to bring it to your attention because they care. They're not afraid to talk to you about your spiritual condition, because at the end of the day, that's what matters. If you're losing your positioning in God, if you're losing your spiritual stamina, there should be somebody that can be able to tell you, turn back to Jesus. Let go of the unbelief. So, I read the scripture and I see what David says. I was young and I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Now, David demonstrates the character of God. The Lord does not forsake those that love Him. God does not forget the good works you have done when you did them in faith. But you don't need to have this attitude that most Christians adapt to when they're backsliding and walking from the Lord. Oh, the righteousness of yesterday can take care of my today's mess. You don't understand that seeking God is a practice. It's not a theory. It's not a history book. It's a practice. We practice this. To seek God, you practice. So your yesterday's experience should prepare you for today's challenges. Your yesterday's testimony should prepare you for tomorrow's battle. And if God delivered you yesterday, He can deliver you today and He can deliver you tomorrow. You can't say, well, I've been seeking God. Now I can stop seeking Him. Let me just go do my own thing. And then maybe after 6 months, I can go back to seek God. Oh, God's always going to be there. No, it's a continued journey. You continue. God propels you and encourages you to continue. You continue to seek Him, to walk in His ways, to pursue Him. So, faith is more powerful than your imaginations. But your imaginations can hinder the manifestation if they become vain imaginations. Because as a man thinks, so shall he be. So what could be delaying your deliverance and your breakthrough could be what you've permitted to become your way of thinking. I'll give an example here. When you give an offering, you expect a harvest. So your motivation is the generosity of God, or you're trusting God to bless you. So if you tithe, obedience is motivating you to do it. When you give an offering, you expect a harvest. So it's an activation of your faith to release the harvest. So what the devil comes to do is to tell you, don't give. You got things to do with what you're planning to give God with. So these things become more important. And in a situation where God is speaking to you and say, hey, you need to do this, and your mind tells you, you need to do this, faith wins the battle. So when you allow faith to be activated through the scripture, then your meditation is now directed towards God's faithfulness and justice to render you a harvest. But if you imagine vainly about the scripture and what God says about giving, then you're prompted to act in fear, which will force you not to release your seed, but to eat it. And that's why most people struggle to give today. Because there's a constant attack the enemy is going to launch at you. Because if he can't stop the harvest, he wants to stop what causes the harvest to come. And that's your giving. And I all remember that you can never outgive God, and your harvest is going to come. But you don't stop doing what brings the harvest. You do it. So giving is not lottery. It's a lifestyle you live. You practice what the Bible says. Number two, forgiving people it should be part of your daily thinking or practice it. You gotta practice it. Just don't live in grudges, holding people, offenses. Attaching yourself to things that happened in the past, it's not healthy for you. So you have to develop and learn how to forgive and how to love. And when you love, you don't only love those that are nice to you, even love those that are unlovable. It's the kingdom of God. That's the nature of Christ. So it's a kingdom thinking, function, and ability that God has given us, we as his children, to operate in. So if we're going to walk in victory, then we practice what the word of God teaches. Through obedience, we see the manifestation of his promise. So God's not meant to lie. So what the thief does is to come, that he may steal, kill, and destroy. So he steals fellowship with the Lord, with people you trust. Nowadays, in most family dinners, when people go to eat, they're on their phones. The enemy is trying to take away fellowship. I mean, what I would advise parents, husbands and wives, to practice doing is when you're eating, shut the phones off and have a conversation and fellowship. And when that's done, then anybody can go do whatever they want to do. But that time has to be protected. So these are things that God wants us to work on in these last days. So develop the mindset and the understanding that I, as a child of God, if I'm going to carry my blessing, then I have to be in fellowship with the Lord at all times. So you stay in fellowship with God. You carry the cross. You follow Jesus. You surrender it to God and you trust him. Then God is going to show you what way to go and how to walk in victory. The last thing I want to say is that your mind should not be an interceptor or a recipient or a storage for bad thoughts or bad words that have been said to you or about you. Don't allow these elements to live in your mind, in your soul, because they're weighing you down. And when you get upset, don't let that stay for more than 90 seconds. Get over it. Find a way to deal with it and get over it, because it activates unnecessary chemicals in your balance, in your body. So you don't want to be stressed. You don't want to be, first of all, you got to be free from stress, be free from worry, be free from anxiety. So your body is not tortured by unnecessary chemicals. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. So these things are going to happen to you at work, when you're driving, when you go to shopping, when you go to school. Things are going to come, they're going to try to get you mad, frustrated, confused. But choose wisely how to deal with situations so you can keep yourself healthy and you can keep your mind on what God is doing, so you can maintain the fellowship with the Lord, because God wants to bless you. And God, some people are very rude, some people are very mean, some people are very, they're not raised up in the right way. So they're going to try to bring that. Some people just have evil in them and they're going to try to bring this to you. And don't take it. So pick and choose what you take. So when situations like this come up around you, then you know that I'm going to choose either to take it or not to take it. But I want to keep the peace that God has given me, which is the peace that passes all understanding. So then I carry the peace of the Lord. I carry the cross. You maintain fellowship. That's how the church is going to win. As a child of God, you're the church, you're the body of Christ. The early church maintained that constant fellowship with the Lord. You see, I enjoy this teaching. And next week, I'm going to come back at the same time to give you more exciting word. We're going to continue on this journey. The early church never lacked. None lacked. Everybody was blessed. We want to see that victory and the glory of the latter church shall be greater than the former. What is God is doing? God is getting you ready for the greatest manifestation, greatest breakthrough of your lifetime. In 2019 has been a great year. You want to finish this year strong because 2020 is coming. Now I got some, I want to lead you to Christ. If you don't know Jesus, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent, renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. I got some good news for you. We do have services. You can go to the website to know where we're going to be doing services. We're going to have a women's conference. It's coming up on the 14th of December. We'll keep you posted next week about the location. Awesome. I got a series of meetings I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be in Lincolnton, Georgia for one night, the 20th of November. I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia for one night, the 21st of November. And then I'm going to be in Augusta, Georgia for two nights of miracles. And also, I'm going to be in Aiken, South Carolina. So amazing things that God is doing. You can go to our website to get more information about our website. And you can partner with this ministry. If you want to partner with us, go to our website and you can donate to support our ministry as we take the gospel and we buy airtime to preach the gospel. So your giving will help us continue to do these kind of great meetings and your support. You can partner with our ministry today by going to our website and sign up to become a partner or send a donation of any amount to support us in bring the gospel or get our products. That's one of the ways you can support. You can write to us on P.O. Box. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Once again, our mailing address is P.O. Box 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Or you can call 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. Or go to our website, www.pyevangelism.net. And you can find me on Facebook, Apostle Sally, on Twitter, on Periscope, Instagram, Snapchat, Lifting Up Jesus. And I'm excited about what God is doing. And we'll be back again next week at the same time on this broadcast to bring you the power of God. Stay focused on Jesus. Don't lose your focus. Keep the peace and keep the joy. Your life is about to experience the greatest blessing you've ever seen. In Jesus' name, God bless you. And I'll be back again next week. Now,
thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in.